What is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Daddy Gang, I am so excited for today's guest. She's a rapper, a singer, and all-around amazing performers. You also probably know her from her song Players, which I'm obsessed with. I feel like it's the anthem of summer. Yes. Everyone is singing it. Everyone obsessed. You just came out with your new album. Congrats. You're thriving.
Thank you.
Coi Leray, welcome to Call Her Daddy.
Call Her Daddy. I'm so happy to be here. Y'all don't understand. Like, this is so fire.
This is so, so exciting. First of all, your outfit, dude.
Thank you.
You showed up.
Thank you. I just put a little oof, you know.
Just a little Yeah. We're kind of color coordinated too, which we didn't intend to do.
No. So I was actually going to wear some Dior sneakers. Mm. But then I have like a huge closet and things tend to always get lost. So I look in the corner. I see these little furry things. I'm like, I've never got to wear them. And then it matches like the purple in my pants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the blue and the denim. I don't know. I really put it on and it came out really good.
It's a statement. I love it. I also love when someone shows up like crazy shoes.
Yeah.
I was looking at the candle. I'm like, hopefully we don't burn on fire. Everything's be fine. We're good. We're good.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice. Anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Daddy Gang, I get that there are some things you don't want to share, but bottling everything up inside can truly have some awful consequences. I remember growing up, I guess honestly, the truth is I was getting bullied and I was like so embarrassed to tell my family that because at home I was fine, but at school it was tough for me. And I just remember feeling so awful about myself and I kept it to myself and I dealt with it by myself. And it literally just caused truly maybe like a decade of trauma. And later in life, now that I've processed it, I'm like, damn, I would have been so much better off if I had just talked to someone about it. And it didn't even have to be my parents. Talking helps a lot. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I have had such an incredible relationship and experience with therapy. I was so ready to get better and to better myself and to understand myself more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists whenever you need to for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/daddy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/daddy. This episode is brought to you by Curology. If you have particular skincare challenges, it can be really frustrating to waste time and money on products that just are absolutely not formulated for you. That is why I'm so excited to recommend Curology. I have personally struggled with acne my whole life, and I'll look at someone on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram and be like, should I buy those products? No, I do not have the same skin as them, so I should not be treating it the same. Curology's personalized prescriptions are formulated to treat your individual skin needs, from acne to the earliest signs of aging. All you have to do is go online, take a quick quiz, and you will be connected to a licensed dermatology provider that will create a custom formula based on your skincare needs. If you're ready to start your skincare journey and start seeing results, here is a special offer just for you. Visit Curology.com/callherdaddy for a special offer. That's Curology, Curology. .com/callherdaddy. Offer applies only to your first box, subject to consultation, new subscribers only, subscription required.
Okay, so your new album.
Yes.
We just have to get into it because it's so fucking good.
Thank you.
And I'm so excited for you. How are you feeling about everything coming out?
I feel like finally. You know, yeah. I work so hard. I feel like I work so hard and I always get underestimated a lot. And it feels good to finally have a body of work to my full potential and just out there. Normally, I'm always worried about content and just rollouts and stuff, but the music is so good that I'm like, I'm gonna let the music live right here. So,
oh, that must be such a nice feeling. Yeah. Like finally working to be like, I actually don't have to oversell, overpromote. I don't have to convince people. Like, mm-hmm. you play that shit and it's great.
Yeah, because that will like drain you. I was at one point in my life, you know, I've been signed for 4 years and it drained me always worrying about a hit or worry about if the next person's gonna like this or like that. Like now I'm so like, can I curse?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, so fuck you. Like, yeah. I'm it's Koi's world all the way.
I love it. How would you describe like the vibe of this album?
Koi, you know, me. Koi's my first name. Larae's my middle name. So, you know, my artist name is my birth. And I don't know. I feel like all the legends with the self-titled albums is like serious. And I'm so versatile that like I just wanted to show every single side of me, whether from singing, rapping. You know, we got Black Rose with some drums on there and Man's World. Very, very R&B and just pain and soulful. So, yeah. And then Spend It with Saucy. Like, I love Fashion Week. I love fashion. I feel like I'm a fashion girl. So I had to have my fashion girl song in there. So, yeah.
No, it's dope. There's so many different vibes in the album, which I think is, for me personally, that's what I always want. I always want to feel like I'm going on a journey. Yes. Nothing all sounds the same. It's really incredible. I'm interested to know also from your perspective, because you can brag a little bit here, like, what do you think it is about your artistic presence that has everyone so obsessed and in love with you?
I feel like since I started, like when I first came out with GAN or Huddy, I've always been true to myself. I was twisting my own braids. My parts weren't even straight when I first started. Like, my braids were just like, take it out, braid it, and they were this small, okay? And I didn't care. I would just go out and give them energy. I feel like something that you really don't see, especially around the era when it was all about how you really look, I feel like, in, you know, especially in the culture when it comes to the female and Black woman in hip hop, it was like a whole thing of how you're supposed to look. So when I came out and I just totally went against the fucking rules, I guess, or whatever you want to call it, I was like, nah, I don't care. I'm coming out 100% me. My hair is not long. I don't wear makeup. I don't have the sexiest clothes. You know, I was very, very tomboyish still. I'm 26 now, so I'm just growing into a woman in my, you know, I'm a sex symbol, of course. I always been, but, you know, clothes are just a little tighter and a little less clothes. But, yeah, I always had this confidence of just, like, a heart of a lion. I'm a Taurus as well, so that plays a big, big part.
Love, yeah. Love. You've said in the past that you want to write songs about men the way that they write songs about women.
Yes.
Which I'm like, alleluia, thank you so much, Koi. We need that.
Yeah.
How did you decide to even take that approach?
So I'm from Jersey. I was born in Boston, so all my family, all my immediate family, all my family's in Boston. I was born in Roxbury, but my me and my brothers and my mom, we moved to Jersey. So I have my little family in Jersey. But growing up, being so close to the East Coast, there was A Boogie. And A Boogie is so fire. And I remember when he came out, like first came out, and he was just so real and raw. And the stuff that he would talk about was crazy. We talk about the girls. He would really be like, talk about, you know, his relationships, what he was going through. And the way that it's this one song, he'd be like, he says it 100 times. He'd be like, I don't trust bitches. I don't trust bitches. Don't trust bitches. I don't love bitches. Don't trust bitches. Like, he said it. It's like 20 times on the song. I'm like, oh, shit. And I'm singing it. I'm like, I don't trust bitches. I don't. And it sounds so good. I'm like, nah, I feel this. I know the guys are feeling this right now. I need the girls to feel this just as much as the guys feel this.
It's so true. Like, even when you think about, like, fuck bitches, get money. Like, it's all this shit of, like, we get fucked and they just thrive.
And they just thrive.
They get their bag and we're like, oh, we're the bitches over here. So it is really refreshing, even just, like, players. It's just, like, yes, you're, like, spinning the gender roles on its head a little bit and being like, no, we're also players too, which I love.
It's crazy because now, like, if you know, the guys will be like, yeah, like, because girls is players too, right? And I'll be like, it's just the song.
Hearing a man say it, you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not for you to sing, but sure. Okay, so you kind of mentioned your family, and I thought that's so interesting. You grew up with five brothers.
Yes.
You're the only girl.
Four brothers. My fifth one is baby Zeno. He's like probably seven now, I think. So, yeah.
Okay. So four basically around you growing up. Yeah. And you are the only girl. How did that affect you growing up?
I was always a tomboy. You know, I always got my hands dirty. I was never into girly things at all. I remember my brothers used to play like drown me. That's how I learned how to swim. They used to like throw me in the pool. And I could not swim. This is like torture. I could not swim for a run. Didn't even take my first swimming class. So they would literally throw me in and like save me type shit or whatever. Like they'll feel like lifeguards. So I'll never forget. Like life was different growing up. We was knocking beehives off and I was the only one getting stung. Like, yeah, it was one of those things.
I love how you also start that by being like, so they would play this game where they drown me. And I'm like, that's not a game, Koi. That's not a game. They get to drown you and be the saviors. And you're just like the object.
And I'm in the shit drowning like, look. Yo, my mom cursed them out, yo. But it made me stronger. Honestly, now I'm probably one of the best swimmers ever.
There you go. You can do backflips.
I can go crazy. I can race. I'm ready to race anybody. I'm going.
You're going to the Olympics, okay? Album's done. Now we're training for the Olympics.
I'm out of here.
It's so interesting because you kind of can get that vibe. Like, I grew up, I only have one older brother. Mm-hmm. But I lived on this like little cul-de-sac and it was all boys all the time playing games. And I was one of the only girls. And it does kind of affect you in a way that like I hated pink. I refuse. Look at the studio now. Oh my God, fuck.
But it's like, it's actually still very it's sexy. Subtle. It's subtle. Yeah. It's not too like.
Yes.
Even though like, I love to get a little girly now though.
That's what I think. It almost like took me a little bit to love the girly side of myself because you don't want to be girly around the boys.
No.
At all.
Especially when you're cute.
Absolutely.
When you're cute as fuck. Oh my God. And I always hung around the boys. So me, I was like a little like tomboy for real. Like I thought I was one of the guys because I did not want them to look at me in a certain way.
Right.
I really didn't. And but also too, the guys respected me and I was such one of the guys that they would be like, girl, please.
Right. Yeah. Like I remember when I first started growing boobs and whenever I would play with the guys, like I didn't want to like look like I had boobs because I'm still one of you.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden that shit just popped and it was over.
I was hoodies and sweats.
Exactly. I'm interested to know, because I have an older brother, did you ever have a similar issue where did your brothers mm-hmm. ever try to hook up with your friends or the other way around? Did your friends ever try to hook up with your brothers?
It would probably be me trying to hook up with their friends because I was the young, my brothers are older than me. So I'll see the boys come around and be like, damn, but my brothers wasn't going for that.
Did they find out that you like, did you ever hook up with them?
I would tell them. I'll be like, me and my family are crazy. I'll be like, woo, your friend Johnny Bravo looks good, boy. He'll be like, yeah, now I gotta keep him away. Now you won't see Johnny come over ever again.
I actually can relate to that. I did try to hook up with my brother's friends and I remember like trying to sneak out to like make out with one because my brother made out with one of my friends and I was like, fuck you, like I will ruin your life. I'll hook up with your best fucking
friend.
Were
you guys close?
We were so close, but when it came to that age where we started to hook up with each other's friends, that's where it got like, he's the older brother and I'm the younger sister and I couldn't have fun but he could have fun. I'm like, did you just fuck one of my friends?
Your brother fucks your friends. Is it your friend's fault or your brother's fault?
That's a great question. I think it's the level of closeness to the friend.
I think my friend should. Well, I could tell if my friends like my brothers.
Me too, immediately.
So
immediately.
I would obviously tell them straight up, like, no, bitch, we not doing that. Let me catch you looking at my brother one more time. Let me find out. I'll be like, and I'm the only girl. I probably was a little jealous or something. Like, right.
And because it's like, I don't want the drama. Because then you two are gonna like not like each other at one point, and you come over for family dinner. Exactly. Like, you can't sit at the table with my brother anymore.
No,
because you fucked him.
Yes.
Okay.
And you so guys keep get it PG. Into it. Now you're in your feelings.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I think I'd be more mad at my brother in the initial, but then my friend, I'd be like, well, you just fucked it up. Now we have to have playdates at your house.
Yep.
You're a hoe. Now we're going to your house. Okay. God. Because you have older brothers, I'm also interested to know, like, what's your mentality like? Are you confrontational? Do you not like to be confrontational? Like, what's your vibe with drama?
I remember, like, my brothers were very aggressive. Mm-hmm. And we would play, like, cops and robbers and all kinds of stuff, basketball. And I'm so athletic. I wasn't good at basketball. I was good at more at football, but I was very athletic. And I realized when they would get angry and fight, like, or when I would get angry and fight, I could not win. They were so much stronger than me. Like, and we were all like, they didn't care. Right. If we're mad, we're mad. And yeah, I realized I can't beat no boy. I cannot beat no boy. So I kind of just, I respected them.
Yeah.
I feel like I respected them. And we kind of were all growing up. It was a different environment for all of us. So I feel like it was important for us to kind of
stay together. Yeah. What are you like with women? Like, if you're getting in a fight with a woman, what's your vibe?
So I always say, like, if I grew up with sisters, it probably would have been chaos because I was ready to go against my brothers. Even though I knew I couldn't beat them, I was still ready to go in their face just as much as me. Right. I just wouldn't go so far. Like, I probably wouldn't make move.
Or else you're drowning.
Yeah, exactly. Unless I'm drowning. So I but I always told myself if I had sisters, it'd probably be chaotic. I don't know how people deal with a house full of girls. It's crazy.
It is so crazy. Cause like so it is emotions. Annoying to watch like how guys can just settle things. Like even watching reality TV recently, I'm watching the guys on Love Island be like, it's okay, bro. Like, yeah, you fucked her behind my back, but like we can recover. Mm-hmm. Girls, it's like it's fine. And then you're like concocting a whole plan of how to kill each other and like scream. It's just a different vibe.
It is. I feel like guys too, like where they, it's like there's this thing where like, let's just fight and then dap up after. And yeah. Then now it's like, what up, bro? Like
no grudges.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's a.
Yeah. It's just a different way that we deal with like how we go about things. It's probably better on our end because emotionally we're getting it out and we're actually getting to like we're resolving things. Yeah. Where men, it's like it's okay, and then they're crying in the corner like 5 days later. And
they yeah.
Okay, talking about dating, I'm interested to know: have you ever had a girlfriend try to steal a guy that you were either dating or you were into?
No, because I never like my circle was. Okay, I probably when I was like 16.
Okay.
When I was 16, but as now, my circle is very small and I have mostly guys and all my friends are also gay as mm-hmm. well. So like, you know, I didn't really ever have that problem.
Yeah.
No.
I remember I was when I was writing that, I was like trying to think of if that ever happened to me. And I was like, no. And then I remember in college, I had my best friend in college. I was obsessed with this guy. Freshman, sophomore year, obsessed. And I would talk about him all the time. And she would always put him down. Like, no, he's ugly. Like, he's not even that cute. Like, yeah. Why do you like him? Why do you like him? Like, always shitting on me. Like, verbally just shitting on me to the point where I was like, okay, I guess I'll move on after 2 years. And then I found out she fucked him.
Oh, that's so corny. I know. I would have had to beat her up.
Like, it kind of like.
Come really outside,
hurt,
bitch.
It hurt my feelings where I was like. Was it strategic that you wanted me to not like him so you could fuck him? Or by you telling me how awful he was, did you slowly be like, he's actually not that awful? And then you went and fucked him.
I was always that friend to give them the benefit, give everyone a benefit
yeah.
of the doubt.
Yeah.
I'm like, I see something. And also, too, I was always that friend that or that girl. I'm attracted to like what I'm attracted to. Like yeah. I really like what I like. Like it's I don't have a certain type. Like mm-hmm. I might really catch you off guard and be like, damn, he's you're like. And yeah, I'm like, nah, I see that. So if a girl's like, nah, he's ugly or he's this care. Or he's that, I'd be like, you don't see what I see. Yeah. Then whatever, girl, because I don't care. Like, you don't got to worry about that. So
right. I'll just go do it. You're good.
Yeah. But that's spiteful.
Do you believe that friends with benefits can work?
No. I feel like it's either we're going to be friends or we're going to be fucking.
I know.
And I don't think we could be fucking and being friends at right. the same time. It's kind of hard. As like me, I get emotionally attached, like, you know, and then the dick might be so good. Then what? Like, I don't want anyone else to have this.
Right. Right. And then after you're fucking, then you can't be friends. There's
and then we no can't way. Be friends. No, I want to marry you. I'm a relationship. I want a relationship. You know, mm-hmm. anybody that. I am single and I'm dating, but, you know, someone, if I feel like this is, like, the one, then we should lock in on that level and just kind of focus on us.
Yep.
Yeah, because I'm also, like, I could please myself very, very well. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to lie. Mm-hmm. You know, I could go a couple, I go a couple weeks, couple months without some dick. Like, I could please myself very, very well, so.
I love that.
Yeah.
We need more of that energy for women.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Like, too many women are like, well, I haven't had dick in a week. Like, I guess I got to, like, put up with the asshole. I'm like, girl, yeah, do you have no. your vibrator? Uh-uh. Even your fingers?
Something. If you know could, how to you do could, it? Anything. Like, anything. You could just... I love pleasing myself. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like it's something I started. I started doing a lot of masturbating recently.
Oh.
Within this year, I would say, because it's just like I'm so busy,
mm-hmm.
and I get turned off so fast. But I do like sex too, though. Like, I'm a big freak, so.
Wait, so did you not masturbate before this year, or you're just saying you're doing it more?
I masturbated before, but I feel like I'm more, like, into myself this year. Oh. I'd probably do it more this year.
Wait, like, talk to me about that.
Yeah, because, you know, like, I started going to the sex store. I never, like, really went into the sex store. I feel like I'm getting older, too, so this is me tapping into just a different life. I don't know, but I go to the sex store. I'm checking out different vibrators. Before, I would just kind of be like, all right, I'm going to just get the one that normally anybody would get. But this time, I'm, like, seeing which one.
You're perusing the aisles. You're like,
I'm checking shit out. Like, let me see if this is going to turn, like, how this turns and how this is connected this way.
How many settings?
Yeah. And, you know, that's when I realized, like, I found a dildo that I really loved. Like, I, you know.
Describe it to me. Is it just a dildo, or is it like the rabbit thing where it also is the claw coming out?
It's like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It has a claw. Uh-huh. So it's like shaped like this.
So it's going in, and then it's hitting your clit.
And it's hitting my, mm-hmm. yeah, it's hitting my, and if you like turn it this way, it's hitting my butt too.
Right.
Yeah, my ass. So, and I like my ass ache. Like, I like my ass plebe, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I would just use it, and the vibration for some reason, it just worked right away so different that I'm like, oh shit. Because I've used vibrators before.
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't know. I'd rather the real thing.
Yes.
You ever
yes.
had that? Yes. Like, you're like, you use vibrators, whatever, toys, and you're like, I'd rather the real thing.
Well, I feel like that too, because if you don't find the right one, I've had that before where I'm just like, you're almost trying to get the vibrator up to your speed of like,
yeah.
I want you to do this with me, yeah. and I like want more.
Yeah.
And then that just means you need a different toy.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I remember the first time I found this one that was a rabbit, and I was just like, I don't think I ever need another dick in my life.
Yeah.
Because sorry, you're like, to my fiance, but like, it's like, he's like, oh, I have to go away for like a month filming a movie. I'm like, so long.
See you later.
Like, bye, bitch. Like, it really is. It's a different experience. But yeah. I get it's like intimidating to some women at first, because you're right. Like, I used to go into the sex store, mm-hmm. and was literally like head down.
Yeah.
Didn't want anyone to see me.
Yeah.
It's like, bitch, it's a sex store. It's everyone's sex having store. Sex. Let's
and
enjoy.
We're women. Like, we yeah. should be able to please ourselves. I right. feel like also, too, it teaches you more about your body. And
totally.
And I don't know. Probably gives you more confidence as well. Like,
totally.
I love it. I'm not against it. I love sex as well, but I think that, like, if you're one of those girls who just wants to tread lightly, stay focused, mm-hmm. and not be all in the mix, just grab you know what I'm saying, get you one of them ones, and then, you know, that way you got options with the dildo and
stack your nightstand with lube, a couple different vibrators. Even when you're like masturbating and you can switch it up and you take like the dildo out, then you go to like the clit stimulator, like, you're all over the place.
Yes.
You're just like, it's basically like you're switching positions.
I don't use lube though.
You don't.
I never use lube. No, I feel like
I do sometimes, depending on like the time of the month.
Okay.
Like, sometimes I almost feel like right after my period, I'm like a little more dry. So I'm like, ooh, like I want, and I need like a little baby dot. And then I'm like, oh, whoa, here we go. But it depends the time of the month.
I'm okay. So I can't have sex if I'm dry. So if I'm not getting wet,
yeah.
then it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't want to do it, because then that's creating friction and shit, and I'm good off that, right?
Right. But how would you turn a guy down if you're about to have sex and you can't get wet?
I would just be like, it's not going in. Like, what are we doing here? Like, this should be slipping and sliding. Like, I wouldn't even want him to play with me because it's wet. Like, a nigga feel down there, he's like, oh, this shit is dry as hell. Like, yeah, duh, you're the, now I'm gonna be like, because of you? Like, no, so... You gotta get me wet. I'm a big foreplay person.
Yes.
And then also, too, spit does the job.
It does.
Very, very
it
well.
It does. It does do the job.
Yeah.
We can just say it right there. Yeah. Spit does the job. A lot of things can play as lube, but like spit specifically, spit is like, that's fine.
It's perfect.
So you're single, you said?
Yeah, I'm single.
How long have you been single?
For like almost 7 months now, maybe 6-7 months.
How's it going?
It's good. Yeah. I tried some celibacy for a couple months. I was like celibate for like 4 months and think, yeah, you know, but it's good. I feel like I'm dating. I met this guy. He's so cute. And he's so sweet, but you know, all cute and sweet in the beginning.
It's Dementors. Yeah. How did you meet him?
At a party.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it was very organic.
That's so nice. Because I bet it's like kind of weird for you now where you're like, you have to meet people either like organically, like, or you're not going on the apps, I'm assuming. So it's like through mutuals.
Or social media. Like nowadays everything is like through the DMs and stuff, but we met in person. It was like really cute.
You said like you have a type, you don't have a type. What is your type?
I just like a man. Like I also started realizing I like older men. I'm a little aggressive, I would say. You know, I'm a little alpha. I take care of my family. I work my ass off, pay my own bills, got my own money, like very, very successful for myself. So I need a man to come in and just like, you know, empower me, like lift me up and kind of, I'm willing to learn. I'm always the one teaching. So I'm just really into somebody that has a really strong, powerful mindset. Right. That shit turns me on so well. I'm not. And then I like hygiene. I'm big on hygiene. You got to be clean. You got to smell good.
So be old and have hygiene. Yeah. when you say old.
Not old.
They about to croak? Or what are we doing? They're about to die? Like,
nah, okay. So the oldest I'll probably go. I'm 26. I'll probably do like 37, 38, 30. Oh, yeah, 37, 38.
That's perfect.
That's like perfect for me.
I feel that is perfect. That's the 10 oldest. Years older.
Yeah, I think so.
Like 10.
Yeah.
That's what my partner is right now, 10.
Nice.
But I also feel like men are like a little slow to mature. So like we have to like equate for that little age gap issue of like you weren't mature, we're mature. But I love that for you. Also, I agree with that. I feel like it's really hot when you're constantly being the boss of your life and you're having to run shit every day. You want a guy that can like be fucking dominant in certain ways and you're not also being like, okay, you sit down, like, oh, like take your fucking dick out, and you are telling them what to do just like you were 2 minutes ago to your entire team.
Like, I don't want to be the one to like, my titties is coming out,
it's all right, girl, views, you know what I mean? Like if a nipple pops
or a little
everyone's happy.
You know what I mean? I gotta hate these things looking,
they look great, no nipples out.
But wait, what was the question?
So like I just was commenting on, I agree with you, of like the vibe of having someone that's like more able to be dominant because you're such a boss that it's like, I need someone that can like actually equal me, and you're not like treating them like a little boy.
No.
Like, here we go.
And not treat me like shit, but also just empower me and teach me and guide me.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I like fun too. Like, I'm a nature girl. Like, I'm trying to go outside and get my hands dirty. Oh. Like, yeah, take me. And I love to eat. So I can't stand going on a date and like having to go to Ruth Chris or something because all they eat is some damn mashed potatoes and steak. Like, and then what kills me is when they say they don't like sushi. It's not a deal breaker for me, but it's just be like, damn, how don't you like sushi? Like, how are we gonna go to these cute sushi restaurants if you're not gonna eat? You're just ordering the bang bang shrimp and the teriyaki chicken.
The California roll.
Yeah, the California roll. Like, no.
My brother just doesn't like sushi. And I looked at him. I said, look at me right now. You're single. You're going to be single for the rest of your fucking life, buddy, if you can't figure out how to swallow a goddamn spicy tuna roll, okay?
Or oyster, like something.
So he's now been going out to eat with me. And I'm just force feeding him to be like, eat it. And just pretend you like it. And so now he's like taking girls out to sushi dates. And like, they're so happy when we go. I'm like, see, just pretend that you like it. It's an important thing.
Shrimp tempura is a good one. I guess that's not it's like cooked.
Yeah, it's a little crunchier.
But still, no, I need you to be into food. Like, I want to go fishing. I want to travel. I want to do like go in the wilderness. And I want you to be able to build and fix something around the house. Uh-huh. I cannot stand someone who's just sitting around and just like, you know what I'm saying? Working off their phone and shit like that. Like, nah, like, I need to see some. Can you put a TV up or something?
Right. Like, just start building something out of
nowhere.
Yeah, build
something. Or be the one to call the person, like, or just be the one to notice it. I'm big on the mind. Like, it would turn me on if a man comes to my house. Like, I just moved and my paintings are on the floor. So, if I'm talking to someone and he's like, yeah, like, yo, we got to get these paintings up. You know, like,
Koi's like, I'm wet. I'm wet. This is perfect. Yeah. Oh my God, you want to hang my paintings? I'm wet. He's like, no, we'll have a task rabbit come.
Yeah.
Like, but you notice.
Yes.
So like, I get what you're saying. Like, be proactive in like doing shit.
Yes.
Don't be a stagnant motherfucker that you're like, hello, get off TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although we love TikTok, but like still, maybe not for a guy to be scrolling all day.
Yeah.
Tell me about your first ever relationship.
My first relationship was probably in like fourth grade. Oh. It was this boy named Richard. I'll never forget. He was so cute. I had just moved to Jersey and to Hackensack. And I was like this new girl on the block. And his mom like met, and I would go to his house. Like, my mom was cool as fuck. Like, you know, but she trusted me as well.
Right. Fourth grade.
Yeah. We were, but it was like play dates. Yeah. Like, it was like little, I guess, I don't know. I guess I wasn't in too many relationships growing up. But yeah, relationships are just, this is my advice for relationships.
Show us.
I think that you should go with your gut. You know, I'm one of those people that feel like, yeah, you got to take time to build, but also to like, if you really feel like this is it, go for it right away. Don't waste no time. It's never too early for nothing, you know? And also too, as a human being, like, it's okay to be physically attracted to someone. Like, you know, have sex, have fun, you know, be safe. Have safe sex, obviously, mm-hmm. and don't just be out there going crazy. But, you know, normalize just being a human being and don't go looking for love because you won't find it. That's a fact. Like, you will not find love if you're looking for it. If you're just focused, working, and doing what you got to do, mm-hmm. somebody will pop up and be like. And that's what I feel like with this new boy. He just, like, popped up.
How long has it been?
Only, like, a fucking week.
No, yeah. That's actually, like, the most exciting time is when you're, like, at that week mark. And you're like, they can do no wrong. They're so cute. They're so perfect.
Yeah.
And then, like, if we catch up in a month, you're like, oh, that guy, he's fucking gone.
And then, yeah, exactly. I'm like, but hopefully, I don't know. I really like this one.
Okay, so amazing. We'll see. How would you describe your approach to dating? Like, are you straightforward? Do you play a little bit of games? Are you shy? Like,
I'm not shy at all. I'm very straightforward. I'll get to the point. I'm like, what's up? You got a girlfriend? Hey. Hi, baby. What's going on? You got a girlfriend?
Okay, like that. Has that always worked for you?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I'm a busy person.
Yeah.
So I really admire, like, I'm precious about time.
Do you usually only talk to one guy, or do you usually have, like, a couple people in a rotation?
I wouldn't be, like, fucking multiple guys at one time. Right. That's something I can't do, but I would talk to guys.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you got to keep your options open. You got to keep your options open. One thing about these guys, they keep their options open, but, like, you don't want to be fucking all your options. That's something you don't want to do, you know? And it feels good when someone's acting up and you like, all right, like, you really trying to play me right now? Like, because this one over here is probably willing to do it all for me, and you're over here playing like, okay, like, it's right, nothing. Like,
you're trying to take me to Ruth's Chris,
yeah,
and like, he's taking me to Matsuhisa. So what the fuck, bitch? We're going to sushi and you're taking me for a steak and mashed potatoes? I don't think so. That's funny, because I think back to when I was like in the dating game very heavy, and I used to talk to so many guys and would have like a rotation or a roster or whatever you want to call it. But I would get so stressed because I would have, like, in the beginning days, like, mm-hmm. a couple really good banger stories that I would always tell that I was like, this makes them, like, think you're funny and this one makes them fall in love. But then I would forget, who did I tell that story to? Oh, so shit. I started a notes app. I'm not kidding you, Koi. I started a notes app and I'd be like, I already told like the college blah, blah, blah story to this one. And I would have a notes app of which ones I sold which stories to, because then you get your shit fucked up.
Oh my
it's
God.
Like a full-time job.
No, you want to know what I learned on TikTok? This what? Girl, she was like, yo, she puts all her like guys that play. She puts their, she'll delete like the conversation, the text thread, and put their name as a coffin. So I put all, so I got all my guys in a coffin. Like, so when someone texts me, I don't know who the fuck it
who
is.
The fuck?
So I don't even respond because it's like, you're dead to me. Like,
right, you're out.
Yeah. And it was like the perfect trick. TikTok be lit sometimes.
What gives you the ick?
Yeah. I hygiene for sure. Like, you got to smell good. Number one. Number two, I don't like the ankles out. Like, I really don't. Like, I hate when the ankles be out and the pants cut off, like, right here. Like, I'm just, I don't appreciate that. You know, I feel like everybody should be able to get their pants tailored. Like, when things don't fit me, I add a couple things to the bottom or, you know, cut a couple layers off on the top or whatever. Yeah, yeah, you know yeah. what I mean? But, like, I feel like they should do the same thing. They need to put a little bit more effort into making sure that they're close.
I think also objectively, like, men's ankles are not as cute as women's ankles.
But they wear the ankle socks. So it's like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, oh my God, I don't like that.
They have like sneakers and ankle socks and then their jeans stop like right above.
There. Yeah, I don't like
that.
And
I can see the little like hair and then they're like the ankle.
I don't like that. Yeah.
You're just like. Get it together.
Yeah, I don't like
put
that.
On a boot. Like, yeah. I don't want
a boot.
See.
I'll take a boot any
I'll
day.
I'll take a boot over an ankle.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. What is the most cringe thing a guy has said or done to get your attention?
They do a lot of cringy things. Mm-hmm. Like, just being in the, like, I don't like when you come up and whisper in my ear all hot and wet. Like, like, I've been in clubs multiple times, and it's like, even if we talk, I don't mind you coming and talking to me, but like, the whole like,
yo, what's up? What's
no. I was trying to, like, ah! I'd be like, ah! It's moist. It's moist. I'd be like, oh my God. I don't like that. It makes me get like, look, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it.
Oh my God.
It.
You're like, you can just back it up. Like, yeah, let's just talk.
Like, we can literally, because I can give great eye contact. Like, we can literally just stay right here and just talk to me. You can even come a little, but the ear, like, when it's wet.
Right. What's your go-to move to get a guy's attention?
I don't really have to get a guy's attention. Yeah. At all. Like, I don't think I ever think about getting a guy's attention. I just get it. Yeah, I
love
that. I'm really that girl. Like, I have to tell myself that every day. Like, I say that being humble. All the girls should feel like that. Always tell yourself, like, you're that girl. But, yeah, no, I don't have to get the attention.
Yeah, can you give even more advice on that? Because I feel like everyone watching this, most girls are going to be like, coy. I fucking wish I woke up and was like, I'm that bitch. I am the icon. Yes. Yes, no one's gonna deny me. Like, how do you get yourself when you're even in party settings, when there's so many beautiful people around? How do you be like, I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna get what I want. I feel good.
Okay, so I feel like, ladies, here's some tips. I'm gonna give you guys some real tips, right? So I feel like people will be a little insecure about how they look. Mm-hmm. Like, some girls be like, oh, you know, I've had friends talk about their cheeks and have the most beautiful cheeks in the world, their nose, their forehead, their chin, their fucking, you know, all of us. We all, even I do it myself. Yeah. Like, I'll talk about, you know, my boobs and like certain shit. I'm like, damn, I need some bigger titties to fit this shirt or whatever. So feel on yourself, you know, like really feel on yourself. Yeah. Get in the mirror. Practice your sex appeal. Like, I don't practice my sex appeal, but I feel like it's a thing where if you don't feel like you naturally have it, find ways to find it. Because once you body that sex appeal and you feel like you have that and that confidence, girl, guys will fuck a tree, okay? They will fuck a donut, anything with a hole in it. So they will, it would be amazing to have a beautiful woman just who embraces herself, loves everything about herself, and just has this confidence and is able to just capture you in a way where you're like, oh, like there's something about her that I just can't stop thinking about. So yeah, it's really like, who gives a fuck what people say, and really feel yourself.
No, I love that advice too, because I feel like it doesn't matter if you don't have what like other women you compare yourself to having. You're so unique. And if you also walk into the room with that energy and you're so confident, it actually does. People look at you like, what the fuck does she know that I don't know? Because she's looking like she's having the best time.
Yes.
And like, why not? Why don't we just enjoy ourselves and have a good time and have the best sex and enjoy our sexuality rather than feeling like, oh, I wish I could be like that girl. Mm-hmm. Be that girl. Mm-hmm. Just be it.
Just be it.
Just channel it.
It's so easy. Once you master it, it's like something that no one can ever take it. Yeah. No.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by UGG. Who's ready to create some core memories this spring, Daddy Gang? Rally the squad. We're packing up and heading out on a road trip in UGG. Y'all know I live
in my UGG classic boots. Well, now it's time to swap out the boots for the sandal of the season, the Golden Glow, because you already know UGG season is year-round, baby. Shop the Golden Collection at UGG.com.
This episode is brought to you by Curology. If you have particular skincare challenges, it can be really frustrating to waste time and money on products that just are absolutely not formulated for you. That is why I'm so excited to recommend Curology. I have personally struggled with acne my whole life, and I'll look at someone on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram and be like, should I buy those products? No, I do not have the same skin as them, so I should not be treating it the same. Curology's personalized prescriptions are formulated to treat your individual skin needs, from acne to the earliest signs of aging. All you have to do is go online, take a quick quiz, and you will be connected to a licensed dermatology provider that will create a custom formula based on your skincare needs. If you're ready to start your skincare journey and start seeing results, here is a special offer just for you. Visit Curology.com/callherdaddy for a special offer. That's Curology, Curology.com/callherdaddy. Offer applies only to your first box, subject to consultation, new subscribers only, subscription required.
Have you ever been cheated on?
Yeah, I have. I feel like cheating is comes in so many ways.
Yeah.
And it's not fun, but it's also something that really teaches you a lesson, because I realized, like, as you know, me and my father didn't have the best relationship growing up. You feel me? So I would say I'm like one of those girls that have daddy issues, or had daddy issues. So, you know, dealing with different people and learning as I get older is me really just figuring out what I want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And at the time when you get cheated on, it's like, okay, this just isn't it, clearly. So it's time to just move on and go on, because if he's not like making you that person, like that priority, and he's worried about fucking other hoes and being a dog, then girl, you know how many men are out there that will treat you? And it's not even how many men. There's that man that you're going to fall in love with. You will probably meet another guy that will cheat on you. Yeah. Another guy might do you dirty. But at the same time, every single guy, like, will get better, because you know you learned from your last relationship.
Because you're picking better.
Yeah. And I also feel like it's a positive way to look at it. You know, I prepared you for your next bitch, basically. So if you know, your next bitch should thank me, because if you go in that next relationship, or you go into that next situation, whatever, you done learned a lot, you know, from even just cleaning your damn ass and shit. So I be like,
you're welcome.
God put me in this earth to do. Go ahead and just
teach
and be the best I could be. Just be a great, you know, change the world, gonna make the world a better place.
In your relationships, you mentioned your relationship with your dad. How did that manifest? Like, did you start to see themes of, like, what you were trying to basically, like, figure out within your relationship with your dad and playing them out in romantic relationships?
I would just try to find, like, I wouldn't know what was good or not, you know? I knew, like, my dad always smelled good. He was a hustler. He got money. He was clean. He was fly. So I knew that's what I kind of was into. And my brothers also was on that type of time too. But I didn't really know, like, I guess the true meaning of love, like how to be loved for real. You know, my mom and my dad weren't really that intimate growing up. I never really seen a lot of affection with them. It was more like a lot of arguments more than more of affection. So that how to be loved and is a thing. That's why I'm saying dating an older man, it makes sense, because I need to be taught by someone who is willing to teach, but also not manipulative, and you know what I mean? Because it's not like I'm a dumbass. I have a very lot of common sense, but also, you know, it's a lot that I'm still learning about men.
No, I think that makes sense. Like, when you meet an older guy, again, aside from them being a scumbag, if they're like just going after younger women,
right,
it's more just like you want to be with someone that actually has been in love, knows how to move in a relationship, knows how to treat someone right, knows what they want, that is not going to happen a lot of times with younger men, because they're going to be at the same stage of you of just trying to figure out, and you're kind of looking for someone with guidance of knowing like,
no,
actually, Koi, I don't fucking do that. Like, we're not going to have a petty argument. We're going to settle it now, because they're like mature and they know what the fuck that they want. Mm-hmm. It makes it easier for you to actually enjoy a relationship and then be your best self, because you're like, oh, this person actually wants to make this work.
Yeah.
Rather than like just doing toxic young bullshit. Exactly. That you're like, how are we doing this?
How are we going to make this, like, exactly. I rather someone who's really serious with experience. That's serious with experience.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Was there, when you got cheated on, was there any, like, crazy, like, how did you find out?
I think I went through a phone, I think, at the time.
Yep. It's always now the technology.
I think I went through a little phone. I did. But I don't do that anymore.
I went through
a phone, but my gut was telling me, like, and I knew it, that's what it was. But
what did you do when you found it?
I was pissed. I was ready to fuck it.
She goes silent for the first time today.
I get angry. Like, you can't. I don't like to get mad, because, like, if I get mad, like, I don't want to be mad, especially over some shit like that. Like, I'll be putting too much of my all, my time, my money, my just everything into my love, my affection. To get cheated on is just corny to me. Like, it's so corny to me. So it makes you want to fight, but I would never put no hands on a man. But. And I'm not a Mrs. Get Back. You just really a dub. Like, I'm gonna curse you the fuck out. And then it's like, bye. You'll never hear from me again. Yeah. I don't care what you do. You could send a million, trillion gifts. You could try to... You pop up at my house, you're gonna make it worse. Like, don't come to my house. Don't bring me no flowers. Don't be outside my house. Like, no, because then it's giving stalker. Like, you're a dub. Go, you made your bed, lay in it. I'm quick to cut a nigga off quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something I always struggle with when women write in and they're like, I don't know what to do. Like, I found out my boyfriend's been cheating on me. I always want to say, like, I get it. Some people stay and they can. I could never stay personally, because I just feel like it's actually not about the act of, like, cheating. It's about the fact that you don't respect me, and also that you can clearly lie to my face and be living a double life. But I feel like everyone's got to figure out how they handle it. But for the most part, if you have a gut feeling, yeah, he's probably going to do it again if you take him back. They're going to show up with roses. They're going to feel like a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. It's also for their ego. They can then get you back and feel good. And then they're just going to go about it again, because you just rewarded them for coming, getting back with them.
I feel like once he cheats, it's like, at that point, listen, I'm not taking back a cheater, because you already looking for something else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You already looking for something else. You already, if you've been in something else, I don't know what it is. So at that point, you have your mind made up, you know, like, you're not sure. I don't want to be around nobody that's not sure and a second option to nobody, you know?
Okay, we're going to play a game.
Okay.
Block or not. I'm going to give you a little scenario and you're going to tell me if it makes you want to block them or keep talking to them.
Okay.
A guy surprising you at the studio.
Are we dating already?
No.
Block. Like, what are you doing?
Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, like, I'm like, yeah. In the middle recording, rapping and shit, he come in.
Block.
About some, hey, fuck you, get in. Now I want to smoke with the front desk and my security.
Okay, ugly in pics, but hot in real life.
Not gonna lie, boys don't be photogenic, so I won't block.
Yeah, we'll keep him around.
We'll keep him around.
Doesn't give you his phone password once you're dating.
I'll keep him around. I don't ask.
Okay. Has a girl best friend. Always together.
Block. Block. I remember this boy talking about he had a female assistant and shit. They all like, I don't know. Block. I don't do that. I don't play that.
It's anyone listening. Your mama. I know, straight up. Have your mom be your best friend. Okay. I don't give a fuck when guys have their best friend, their girl best friend. Nope. Me or her.
Call your mama. Call your mama.
Okay. Calls his exes, all of them, crazy.
They bitches is probably crazy. We crazy. I'm keeping him because that's probably true. It's he probably got some crazy shit. Like, it's probably insane. Got these girls going crazy. That's a fact.
That's true. But that probably means he's a little crazy too. That
definitely means he's crazy.
Everyone involved is crazy.
Everybody involved is a victim for sure of craziness.
He's a mama's boy.
Whew. Okay, so mama's boys be a little tough.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about
it. I don't want to block them, but mama's boys are a little tough.
Mm-hmm.
I do like an independent man.
Mm-hmm.
So I love a relationship between a man and his mom. But I like the fact that, you know, financially and, like, you know, physically and, like, you know, they can make decisions on their own. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I mean. Like, I just hope. Yeah.
And I agree. I think there's a difference between, like, there's nothing more attractive when you see a guy who is so respectful of his mom, has a great mm-hmm. relationship, but there's fucking boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends. It depends the level of how intense is he on a mama's boy. Yeah, is he a respectful mama's boy, or is he fully still, like, sucking off the tit?
Yeah, I don't want nobody sucking off the tit.
Okay. Yeah. Unless it's yours.
Unless it's mine.
Not open to eating you out in the bedroom.
Woo! Okay. That is a block. I don't like that. We cannot be in a relationship. I dated this guy. I was in a relationship with this guy. He was Jamaican. And it was like, you know, that was just not the thing. And we was dating for a couple months, like a month or whatever. And I kind of just, you know. But then I said, look here, sir. Let me tell you something.
Listen up.
This is what you're gonna do, or this is what the fuck it is. Okay, I don't give a fuck where you came from, boy. You gonna eat this motherfucking pussy? And best believe I was dirty one all over it. Yeah. So, yeah. Dude. So, eventually, you know, he ended up, I guess I feel like I popped his cherry on that. And he fell in love with it. That wouldn't stop after that. So, it was just like, yeah, that's a no deal for me.
Isn't it so crazy, one, when guys are, like, expecting you to do swirly, twirly gumdrops on their dick with your mouth. But then you're like, okay, your time, eat me out. And he's like, mm-mm. You're like, use your fucking tongue. Like, what the fuck?
Like, yeah.
Go down.
Go crazy.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
I think it's just like, my only thought could be that they're intimidated because they're insecure because they don't know what to do. Like, we've got an Rubik's Cube situation going down. It's not as simple as a dick that you're like, oh, this is what I have to lick.
Yeah.
This is a little bit more like some guys can't find the clit to save their life.
Oh, my gosh.
But if we are loving about it and be like, babe, get in here.
Yeah.
This is heaven down here.
Come on.
Come on in.
Like, are you crazy? And guys, that I just feel like every guy should do it. I think it's, and you should do it with passion and probably take a class to learn how to do it too while you at it, because it's really a key to a woman's heart, you know?
It is.
That's how you snatch a soul. Like,
this is because the man I had never had an orgasm in my life until I met my fiance from a guy eating me out.
Oh, wow.
Everyone, that's, I was just like, clearly fucking with guys that were just like,
yeah, I'm like, they don't know,
get it together.
Yeah,
like, use your tongue as a muscle, lock it and load it, and go for the beeline. Yeah, they couldn't figure it out. Anyways, okay, good.
That's
to know.
Great.
Sends random dick pics.
I don't like that. I don't like dick pics.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to fuck on FaceTime, and I don't like dick pics.
You don't want to fuck on FaceTime.
No.
Right. Why can't we fuck in real life? Just, yeah, like come on over.
Yeah.
Okay. Flirts by being kind of mean.
I don't like that. Oof. Ooh. I don't like that.
You know how guys do that sometimes?
Yeah.
Where they'll like shit on you and you're like, are we in fifth grade?
Like, I don't like that.
No.
I like nice guys.
Me too. Has hooked up with one of your friends before?
No. That's a no-no. You can't do that. You can't do that. It's family.
Okay. You said at the beginning that you're a freak. Because I was going to ask, like, on a scale of prude to freak, like, where are we at, Coy?
I'm a freak.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm a freak. For sure.
What do you think that your best skill in the bedroom is?
Taking it. I'm tiny. You know, I'm a little bitty, tiny little thing. I could take it.
What is your favorite position?
I like back shots, but I also like riding. Riding, I can make myself come.
Oh, so, front or back?
Both.
Turned.
Oh. Yeah, I just got to just push a little bit.
Right, push it a little bit. And yeah. So you would prefer, oh, that's hard. I wonder, reverse cowgirl or on top staring at them if you had to pick one?
I like staring at them. Mm-hmm. I like to, like, whip my hair around. Like, when I have hair and wigs and braids and stuff, even now, like, I'll still swing my hair and just, yeah, you know, I just, not swing it, but swing my head. Yeah.
Swing my head around. I'll swing this hair, yeah, this head.
I'll swing and just, like, I just, like, I like to look. I like eye contact. I like, yeah, to feel like I'm making love. That's why when, you know, it's important. Like, when I'm fucking with somebody, I'm fucking with somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the best sex tip that you can give our ladies today? Of something you just, like, know you're good at, that they're like, I'm kind of in a rut, Koi. Like, my sex life sucks. I'm not giving. What do I do? Help us.
Deep throat, bitch. Oh, this was nasty. Girl, grab it and choke. Almost throw the fuck up when you do it. Okay? Because that right there is going to rail him right on in. I was not, like, the best. Not the best. I was always good at sucking dick. But I wasn't not into it. So it was, mm-hmm, not something I liked doing. So it was not something I did. So I guess I probably wasn't the best from the bitches that really sucked dick, I would say, because that just wasn't me. And I hated deep throating. Like, it's just not my thing. But past year, when I was with my ex, learned some shit. And yeah, and that's when you realize, like, okay, like, you just, you know, you got to just take it. Gag reflexes, like, you'll learn it all. Like, just... And don't look ugly when you fucking do it, bitch. Don't roll your fucking eyes back and shit. Like, just close them if you need to. It's fine if you need to close your eyes.
This episode is brought to you by new Garnier Fructis hair filler with vitamin C, G. Many things can damage your hair, like heat styling and bleaching, but the all new Garnier Fructis hair filler systems can reverse up to 1 year of damage to your hair smoothness in just one use, giving you up to 79% stronger hair and up to 4 times less breakage. And all Garnier products are approved by Cruelty Free International under the Leaping Bunny program. New Garnier Fructis hair filler, pre-shampoo, shampoo, conditioner, and serum are available now on Amazon and at Walmart, Target, Ulta, Drug, and select grocery stores. Learn more at GarnierUSA.com. This episode is brought to you by Prime Video. I am a certified rom-com addict. I love watching movies and shows that are funny and cute and romantic and make me want to cuddle up to Matt, okay? And Prime Video feeds that addiction. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Donald Glover, and Maya Erskine kind of love each other, kind of hate each other, and really love to rip each other's clothes off. Dare I say, better than the original. My Lady Jane, a hilarious, heartwarming, and sometimes steamy historical reimagining of the story of Lady Jane Grey. You can watch both of these and a whole lot more on Prime Video. You can also indulge in even more rom-com classics by adding channels like Max, Stars, and Paramount Plus. Prime Video, find your favorite flirty rom-coms all in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
As you said that, I'm sure everyone's right taking notes and they're like, how do we not look busted as fuck while we're literally getting gagged to the back of our throat? No, I agree. Even if you're just like, look down or just close your eyes
or look down, but bitch, take that fucking dick. It's going to hurt maybe a little bit. Your shit might be sore. Mm-hmm. It might be a little raspy next day. You're going to be swallowing and be like, ooh, but it's going to be worth it. And especially if it's your man, like, mm-hmm, don't just go out there deep throwing niggas because, woo, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that. But have fun. It's like, you gotta, if you want to trap him and you want him and he already kind of got you and you guys finally make it to the bed and, like, you know, you don't even have to do it on the first day. Build up. I never recommend, like, sucking dick on the first day anyway. I think, I'm telling you, I don't like it. You got to be my man to get, like, goggled on, you know what I mean?
I love that because I feel like I used to do the opposite where I would just be insane.
You loved it.
And I wouldn't fuck them though. Okay. And then they would be like, wait, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know, like, I just wanted to have fun and, like, I like it. Yeah. But, like, you're not touching me. So I think it's like, as long as you know your rhythm of, like, how you like to hold your cards. Mm-hmm. Don't give it all up. Mm-mm. Like, yes, that doesn't mean like don't have sex. You can have sex on the first night, but right. like you're obviously not fucking them in the way that you're gonna fuck your yes. like boyfriend. Yes. Like yes. you're fucking them like, oh, this is the first time we're fucking. Yes. Imagine how I'm gonna fuck you when it's yours.
When it's yours, exactly. So you kind of want to tease them and tap them. Mm-hmm. Word. I agree. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
How the fuck did you get your throat to prepare?
I just did it. I'm just like,
here like, we go.
Yeah, here we go. Deep breath. This goes nothing, bitch. Block your fucking nose. And then like, yeah, you know? Yeah. 1,000%. You got to just kind of just force it.
Yeah, you got to just slowly get in there with a lot of spit. And you got to gradually start going. And then you just got to get in there.
Get in there, girl.
Have faith in yourself.
Yeah, you'll get in there. And mm-hmm. when you get in there, as long as you like, they love the fact that it touches there. So if uh-huh. you just like do it real quick and then gag and then do it real quick and then gag real quick and yeah. just come back
you don't
up
have to
air.
Stay down there for five no. fucking minutes.
You don't have to chill.
You're just going down and you can make your noises. You
have
can
you ever
gag.
Done it this way?
It is so crazy.
I've never done it
I've done it that way and I had full vomit coming up. Ooh. And I had to just it's hearty meal.
I feel like my fucking neck will probably break. I'm like,
yeah, because it's gonna go down like the other way. No, one time I fucking did it. I told the story in my podcast. I did it once, and I had eaten like all this like French onion soup, and it oh. He went down, and I vomited everywhere, and all those onion chunks came out on the
oh
ground.
Oh my god! What did he say? He didn't care, did he?
He was so obsessed. He was like this. He was like, I don't
he
care.
Loved guys. He was like, if they like you, they're gonna be like, I'll yeah. clean it up for you.
If fucking. They don't like you, they're like, bitch, get the yeah. fuck out. Yeah, they're like, you sure. can. Get the cum towel and the yeah. throw up towel and then you can get yeah, yourself your own
you like
Uber.
Thank God, like, I never had an experience.
You know, he's like picking out onion from his stomach. He's like, it's okay. I'm aww. Like, so it was also
that's so sweet.
So
though.
Romantic. And now we're engaged.
Oh, that's so cute. That's so
but
fucking
see,
cute.
But see, deep throwing gets you far.
Yes.
Okay. I want to talk to you about some of the hate that you've gotten online. Like yeah. you kind of referenced it earlier, but you've received some pretty fucking shitty comments about your body specifically.
Yeah.
One, to people that aren't familiar, what are these comments? And also, like, how do you deal with the constant comments and fixation on your body?
So I've gotten, like, comments like, you're skinny, you look like an ant, a cockroach, you look like a boy, blah, blah, blah. But I've been, like, skinny my whole life. And been my whole life, so it was kind of something that it was just like knew that was happening since I've been famous. And like at first they would never say anything about my size. First it was about like my overbite because I had braces and I sucked my thumb, and then it would be about like, you know, just my appearance, I would say my braids and my appearance, and then it started becoming about my body. So I started realizing too, like every year they had something to say and every year I leveled up. So I kind of just say, fuck them. I remember it was bothering me like a little bit of probably like a year ago when I felt like it was taken away from my music. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I just don't like that. Like, I'm so talented. I put in so much into everything I do. Like when it comes to my choreo, my fucking vocals, going in the studio, making amazing songs, having all these hit records, you know, just being this fucking bad bitch on everybody's mood board, like fashion icon, doing so many things, like so many nominations and just, you know, all kinds of blessings. People still find their way to like create this narrative about me being
yeah,
you know, small or whatever. So it was just more so trying to just fight through that, and fighting through that was to keep going, keep showing them how talented you are, like just putting it in their face because they're gonna yeah. eventually they're gonna be like, all right, like, bitch, we done called you skinny a million times, what else can we do? Like, you're so fucking talented. And at the same time, there's nothing I can fucking do about my body. Like, I'm sexy as fuck. Like, you know, there's it, you know, I don't want to change. I could change, like yeah. I could go enhance like whatever I want.
Did you ever, like, with all the negative comments, did you ever think about ever doing that?
No. I thought about, like, looking in the mirror, like, damn, my ass was fat. Like, if my ass was, like, this big, or if my hips were, like, this big, I'd probably look like this. But it was never something that made me feel like I want to right. look like that. It's just, like, it was a thought. Because, you know, who wouldn't want, like, I love big titties. Mm-hmm. I think girls with big fucking boobs are sexy as fuck. I think it's something that I adore. I love the jiggliness. I love the cleavage. I love the push-up bras. I love the how they look in big t-shirts. Like, I love everything about a double D, triple F, you know, C, whatever cup. And I always would be like, damn, like, if I had titties like that, I'll be fucking doing the titty dancing shit too.
Yeah, it's so crazy too. I think as women, I forget who I was talking about this with, but we were like, how the fuck has there's never been a trend for like a male body, but mm-hmm. there's always a trend that's in for, you know, the female body. Mm-hmm. And so for you getting shit of like, you don't have this, you don't have that, you're too skinny, you're too small. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming, but the issue also is, so then if you went and got a BBL and you got your tits done, then everyone's going to call you fake.
And then everybody will call me fake. And exactly, they'll be like, yo, why would you? But at the same time, why would I? You know, right. I would say the same thing. Like, why would you go and get your, because, you know, I don't know. I feel like, again, they make girls, especially women in hip hop, you know, we just have to do a better job at just showcasing more real life shit.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like because it's the glitz and the glams and how we are, you know, we are sexy all the time and doing a lot of stuff with our bodies mm-hmm. and just showcasing and twerking and stuff mm-hmm. like that. It would be good to switch the narrative to kind of change these kids' mindset and put them in a different, yeah. you know, perspective of, okay, let's not just make everything about bodies. Let's make it about who yeah. can cook now. Let's make it about who could fucking fish the best, you know, who can wear the best sneakers or who could, yeah. you know, pop out with, you know, who can wear the highest heels and not yeah. fall, like shit like that. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. Shit that you actually like, it doesn't actually genuinely affect the way that someone feels.
Yeah.
about who they are and the way that they look.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, the reason you're getting hate, I'm assuming also, is because like you don't look like some of the other female rappers mm-hmm. in the industry. But it's like, but isn't that amazing that you have your own identity?
Yeah.
And then again, if you try to conform, then you're fake, then you're trying to it's then like you can never fucking else. win.
No.
So it's like, just be yourself. And I agree, it's like, don't try to go with a trend of how you look, like mm-hmm. you are the trend.
Yes.
Be your own trend, look the way you fucking look, and that's it.
Big trendsetter. And I don't yeah. I'm not against any body, you know, enhancing their body
totally.
As well. If you get it botched and fucked up, then that's just fucked up. Fuck. And now I'm just like, damn, you're fucked. But I feel like as long as you're in this shit with like good intentions, having yeah. making sure you're healthy, following the proper procedures, going to someone who's very professional, knows what they're doing, yeah. then I support you 1000%.
Yeah, it's like, do whatever the fuck you want. It just sucks if why you're doing it is coming from a place of people making fun of you in the way that you look mm-hmm. and so you actually didn't even know that you were insecure about it. Other people made you feel that way, and so then you had to go and do something because you felt like, so it's like, it just sucks because most women are doing it because like society is telling them, we don't have this, we don't have this mm-hmm. We can never fucking win.
No.
But I do hope we're getting to a place now where we've seen like one trend come in and then the next trend come out and they're so parallel opposite that you're like, let's all just be good with how we fucking look. And that's that. Okay?
I mean, I feel like I kind of, you know, set the tone, especially in hip hop, you know, for example, now it's like me and, you know, we got Glorilla now. Mm-hmm. She's also very small. Mm-hmm. I feel like she kind of swept past the small thing. Like they still try to say, talk about her little butt, but her butt is very cute and sexy. But I kind of feel like it, you know, she, you know, I got it. So yeah. the girls could get it. You yes. know what I mean? Like the small girl, the petite totally. Girls coming in this, because I went through a lot with it. And now I feel like they're accepting just that rawness, the mm-hmm. organic, the natural. You know, I don't have any lashes on. I didn't cut my hair off. I'm just like, yeah, what more can I, what yeah. more do I want
to
say?
Just listen to me sing yeah. and rap.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
And look at my fashion.
Yeah.
Who is your dream collab?
This question's hard because I'm a fan of so many amazing artists. Of course, I would love a Drake feature. Mm-hmm. He's fucking amazing. I've been seeing all his tour videos, fire. I want a collab with Billie Eilish. I think she's incredible.
So good.
I've always been a fan of Billie.
So good.
Yeet. I want to collab with Yeet. I think he's fire. I wouldn't say, yeah, these are all dream collabs. Fuck that. These are all dream collabs. And let's see, Uzi. Mm-hmm. I collabed with a lot of people that I dreamed of already.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. That's amazing. What is something that you're really excited for that's coming up that you can share with us?
I just shot a crazy music video with Busta.
Oh,
And yeah, he's about to drop a new album. It's so dope because it's like, you know, this is the hip hop shit that I'm talking about. Yeah. That's, this video is so major. Like, anybody that knows Busta Rhymes and how crazy he is about his videos, he was telling me this story, and he was just like, he was telling everybody the story about like how, because, you know, I'm like, yo, this, he must spend a bag on this video. It was a crazy production. Like, it's real Busta Rhymes. Like, a real crazy video from back in the days, like 2023 type shit. So he's sitting down and he's like, you know, I remember when me, Missy, and Diddy used to battle for the videos. And like, on, you know, if Missy would spend like 1 million on a video, and I'll be like, nah, like, I'll get jealous. So now I'm dropping 1.3, and then Diddy come around and he'll go ahead and drop like 2 million. And then he's like, I had to hit him with the Janet Jackson and hit him with the 2.3 million. So it was just like so fire to like, I felt like I was like, he was reliving the moment as well, just on a whole nother different scale. And he still looks good. He sounds the same. And Diddy pulled up. I remember seeing Swiss Beats pulled up, Timberland pulled up, ATL Jacob pulled up. It was just like a, like, okay, this is crazy.
This is, yeah, cool.
This is cool as hell. Damn. This is cool as hell.
Damn. That's, yeah, such a, probably a cool, crazy moment for you too, of just like growing up and like idolizing people like that. Yes. And then being like, I get to just stand in the same room as these people.
And like Swiss, he's like pulling up. Soon as he walks in, they just came from cutting something in the studio. He's already playing the reference on his song, like just over and over again out loud. Like, they're just so musically inclined. Yeah. And just to be able to be in that setting with the music video, Timberland, Swiss, like, it was just like, oh shit. And they love me and respect me so much. So yeah,
that is so fucking cool. Yeah. And exciting. Yeah. For you, you're doing so many big things.
Yeah, that I have all these festivals coming, just dropped the album. So yeah, just really about to just have like a fucking great year. I feel like I've done so much. I've been on, I have 3 songs on the Hot 100 Billboard. Mm-hmm. I've dropped an amazing album. You know, I'm in the Hot 100 most, I'm Hot 100 Spotify artists. So there's like, Spotify has a top 100 artists in the entire world. Mm-hmm. And I'm like number 70 or some shit like, dude, that. Yeah, I'm so blessed though.
It's so dope.
I'm here forever.
Last question. If someone is becoming a new Coi Leray fan today, what do you want them to leave this interview knowing about you?
I want them to know that I am just like you. Yeah.
Coi, thank you so much for coming on Call Her Daddy. The people are going to freak out. You're amazing.
Thanks, guys. Woo!
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.